Well, tonight we've been at a Next Generation training event held at Stoke Crimson's campus, Dutch College Rural Business School. It's an event for young farmers, really, hence the name Next Generation. We're looking after the future of the farming industry. And the events take the form of discussion groups and farm visits on any topics which are really demand-led. So what are the next generations of farmers wanting to upskill on? And tonight they decided to have a discussion group about nutrition. And they've heard from Peter Davis, who's from the Harper Home Mix Feed Company. And we're going to hear his top tips. So, Peter, what do you think are some of the most important things to remember just about planning for good nutrition in any type of livestock farming?
I think the crucial thing really is to always try and keep everything as simple as you possibly can. But think about it from the grassroots up, so that you're thinking from a very basic level, and it's the animal that you're really trying to fulfill its needs. So whether that be dairy, beef or sheep, then you really need to think, have that in mind of what you're trying to achieve with those animals. Like I say, the fundamental thing really is to look at the whole system and start from the scratch, set some goals and know where you want us to go with it.
That's a really good point about setting goals. And do you think that varies from farm to farm? Maybe not even between types of farm, but I know in your presentation you were talking about the environmental factors, and how would you sort of assess those to plan for what you need to do to add to nutrition?
Yeah, every farm is very different, so it really is a case of looking at your geography, the type of management, the environment that you farm within, and the type of feedstuffs that you can actually provide from that farm, and then that needs to match the type of animal you're trying to work with. So, cropping is important, but there is no holy sort of grail with this. There's no type of diet that it fixes all problems. It really is about keeping it your head straight and looking at what you've got there available in your own right.
The young farmers here tonight, or the young group of farmers here tonight, they ask you some really quite in-depth questions relating to the management of their own farms. But as a whole, we're looking at farming in the future. What might you see as some of the biggest challenges, maybe in the short term or the long term? And do you think there's any easy ways to overcome those challenges?
Certainly short term, there is an issue with the cost of production, whether it be your beef, dairy, or not maybe so much sheep, because the land price has actually been pretty good relative to the cost inputs of that system. But the dairy and beef guys are going to have to be very defined in where they spend their money. But I think the main point they need to always look at is spending money wisely. But that doesn't mean that they need to look at the cheapest inputs, because it really will come back to value for money. It's not about cheap, it's about quality at the right price. And that's the only way you'll achieve high performance, and particularly high performance from forages, because every time you feed a lower quality product, you displace forage to feed it. So therefore, you end up with higher feed amounts being fed, lower potential performance, and at the end of the day, probably an overall higher cost base, even though a pounds per tonne scenario looks cheaper. So bear in mind, you're looking at out-and-out performance, but value for money doesn't always mean cheap.
So if you were to give maybe a top tip, is there anything you'd like to finish on that you can advise?
I think, like I said at the beginning, it's really about keeping it simple. The most complicated systems with hundreds of ingredients or hundreds of different forages that take you a lot of time to ensile, a lot of time to work with, or a lot of time to mix and feed, invariably don't make you money, because you spend far too much time managing those systems. So primarily, keep it simple. Surround yourself with the right people to advise your business to achieve the end